Yes, good morning once again, and I want to welcome you to Daily Inspiration here. And I want to continue on with our taking a look at the teachings of Jesus. And of course, we'll never be able to finish up all the teachings of Christ in 1 week or even a whole month, I don't think. We'd have to go right through the whole Bible, and but that's a good thing for us. We can go through, and you and I can do that on our own. You can look at the teachings of Christ and apply those in our lives, and that's what God has given us His Word for, so that we can see what the truth is and how we are to be as Christians, salt and light in this world. God has given us instruction, and He's shown us how we can do that as we let Him live out His life in us, as we abide in Christ, and as we let Him do the works in us, that He would be glorified, as we talked about earlier, that God would be glorified. We're in Matthew chapter 5, and as I'm seeing and preparing for this, I can see that there's so many things I'd like to be able to talk about, and we just won't be able to. But the good news is you can take your Bible and go through, and you can just let God speak to you and show you things right here from His Word. This is so valuable and so precious to us, and I just encourage you, get your Bible out and get yourself some daily bread. It's very vital for us to be able to come to God and read His Word. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." And, you know, if we will feast on God's Word, there is blessing that will follow. And so that's what I'd like to encourage you today. I'd like to continue on Matthew chapter 5, and I'd like to read a little bit about what we'd call Sermon on the Mount. And like I say, there's three chapters here, so there's no way we'd be able to cover all that. But we'll just kind of, hopefully I'll just whet your appetite here and get it so that you would want to go and take a look for yourself at the very words of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We've talked about how He has given us the opportunity to be salt and light in this world, and that people might see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So that brings us up to verse 17. And Jesus has just finished saying that, and He's saying now in verse 17, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot, one tittle of the law," let's see, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." And then He says, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." And so I want to just talk about this just for a moment here. We are dealing with people that are familiar with the law of Moses. And Jesus is telling them, He's saying, "I didn't come here to destroy the law and the prophets." That's, if you said law and prophets to those people, they would understand exactly what you're talking about. That would be the scriptures that they had carried down through the generations to them. They had them. They were taught them. They meditated on the scriptures. And they knew well the scriptures. And, well, at least to a degree. Now, Jesus did point out some of their error here as they were going through the scriptures, as they were applying what they saw as the law for them. But anyways, there was a familiarization that they had with the law of Moses. And Jesus is addressing this, and He said, "Now look, don't think that I came to destroy that law, the law and the prophets. I didn't come to destroy, but fulfill." And then He says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." God has a purpose and a plan, and He's going to carry it out, and it's going to happen exactly as He has said. And Jesus is saying now, I have come to fulfill that law. And there's so many prophecies about the coming of Christ that we could spend a lot of time just going through just only the scriptures in the Old Testament that were pointing to the time when Jesus would come and that he would make the completion of the law to fulfill God's plan of salvation. But that'd be another study some other time. But right now, we're wanting to concentrate on that. Jesus is saying, I have come to fulfill the law. Now, the law had righteous requirement. There is no man that can completely live out to the perfection the law of God. It was not humanly possible. And Jesus came and he fulfilled it. In other words, he came and he fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law. That's what Jesus came and did. He lived a sinless, perfect life, and he is referred to as the spotless Lamb of God that died in our place. Now, you remember in the law, the people had to take a lamb or a goat, but they had to observe for some time to make sure that there was no blemish in that lamb, that sacrificial offering. They had to give to God a perfect sacrifice. Couldn't have any spot or wrinkle, couldn't be sick or lame, or it had to be the very best. And it's because it's pointing to the salvation plan that God had already instituted from the foundation of the world. He had brought this into the plan, and he's telling the people, you've got to bring the spotless lamb to the sacrifice. Now that is, of course, pointing to Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is the spotless lamb, the spotless sacrifice that was sacrificed for you and I. And here he is fulfilling that. He is coming to earth to carry out that very plan, the very thing that God had sent him to do. Jesus came and fulfilled it. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I've come to fulfill it. He came and in perfect way, he fulfilled the law, the righteous requirement of the law. He did it. He lived it out. And so now what happened is he opened the door for you and I to be able to walk in that completion through Christ. Because there is no way that we could do it in the flesh. So it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful picture for us to be able to recognize that in our own strength we couldn't. But here was Christ. He came and he took our place. He shed his blood for you and I. He came and fulfilled that requirement of the law that you and I could not fulfill. And so he's giving us the good news that he came and he made the requirement. He passed the test and he did it that we might be able to walk in fullness through the blood of Jesus himself, for you and I to walk cleansed from the world of sin and darkness. God has made a way for us. And so he came and fulfilled that law perfectly. And now Jesus is going to give us, again, some instruction in the heavenly kingdom that's different. It's very different from the kingdoms of this world. And verse 19, he's saying, wherefore, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And in verse 20 says, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now I believe that Jesus is getting ready to give some teaching here, and he's giving some commandments here, and he's getting ready to, he just said, whoever breaks the least of these commandments and teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And now he's getting ready to introduce to us somewhat of a shocking commandments. It's different than the people were accustomed to. And you'll see that as you read through Matthew 5, 6, and 7, that Jesus came and he put a whole different twist on how God's people are to live here on this earth. And it's I know you're familiar with some of those, but it's very different than what they were used to. And again, I'd encourage you to go through and look at what Jesus did. He came and he raised up the bar. He made it even more difficult for a man to live out the commandments of God. He raised the standard. And he put it to, at such a level that it's completely, totally impossible for us in our own strength to do. And even the first law was too much. We couldn't do it. And now it's even higher. It made us in such a state that it would be utterly impossible for us to fulfill. And that's the good news, is that he fulfilled that law. And now we can walk in Christ and fulfill the law also. I want to just kind of clarify some things. We talked about the works of God is believing in him whom the Father sent. And, you know, if you look the word up, believe, it's quite a bit stronger than the word we use for believe. The word believe is pretty weak compared to what this word that he was using here. To believe in the one whom the Father has sent, it is to put your trust with and a reliance for salvation. It's not just, I believe. You know, Jesus said the demons also believe and tremble. So it's not just acknowledging, oh yes, I do believe in God, and I believe in his son Jesus. So that's good. But it goes deeper than that. It comes to a level of a trust and a reliance on him. This is the kind of belief, that's what he's talking about there. Not just acknowledgement, but of putting a trust in and letting him be our salvation. That's what we're talking about that's what Jesus is talking about when he's talking about the word believe. You can look that up sometime in the original language. It's a very powerful word. And so I want to be able to share that with you. That's what God is wanting to do. He wants us to trust in him and put our complete reliance on him for salvation, and to let him work this thing out in our lives, that we too can fulfill the law, not by our own strength, but through Christ Jesus, who lives his life in us. We'll be salt and light. So we're going to, Lord willing, we're going to take a look at some of those things. These are the commandments that Jesus is going to be giving. And we'll just kind of, I'll pick through and we'll just kind of highlight some. And we'll go over those, Lord willing, in the next few days here. We'll see what we can come up with. So I want to encourage you, keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus. Let him be your strength. And may God bless you as you look to him.